That's Ben Fuller's Who I Am. A little bit of a choir on that song, too. There's a little bit of gospel choir in the background.
Praise God.
He's here in our studio. This is so much fun. I love when we get to talk with artists, find out more about their heart, connect you with them, because I think Ben has maybe more than some, just a connection with this kind of an area. I mean, he has a horse and buggy, first of all.
Yes, I do. I'm so thankful. Seriously, it's home. It reminds me of home. So I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. And home, really, Vermont?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't know, 6-7 hours from here, maybe 6.5, whatever it is, 7 hours.
I don't know.
Yeah, not that far.
Not too far.
No.
So Ben has a new song that is coming out tomorrow on JTL is when we're adding it to our playlist. It's just starting to get out, you know, here on airwaves in the listening area. Tell us a little bit more about If I Got Jesus.
I wrote the song with a couple of guys, Ethan Hulse and Jeff Pardo, and they're just amazing songwriters, and their hearts for the Lord are just massive. And so we were sitting around, we were just talking about all these things, and it's like, man, would you be okay if you got the world taken away from you? Like, we were just talking about moments of like when things just drastically change, somebody finds out about cancer or someone loses a loved one, you know, like I lost my best friend, and it was just like, man, it feels like my whole world was just taken away from me. My schedule, everything changes, you know? And so it's like, would you be okay with that? And Jesus is enough, you know, and he's the only one that you're left with. And so we started just talking about all that stuff, and we just came up with, if I got Jesus, I got it all. And Jeff started playing the piano, and the vocal for the song that you're going to add, which thank you for adding the song. It means a lot. The vocal on that is from the day that we wrote it. And it was a very special day. And I remember looking over and seeing Ethan in tears on the other side of the sound booth, and the Spirit of God just fell in there. And so we left my voice from that day. And I know that some of these recordings get doctored up and changed and, you know, resung. So it's like, I can sing it better, but, that there was something special about that day. So it's the original vocal. And yeah, I'm just excited for people just to just be pointed to Christ with it. That's all. And just know that when everything gets taken away, if you've got Jesus, then you've got it all.
Awesome. So. We're going to hear Ben play it live right now here in WJTL Studios, live version of If I Got Jesus, new music on JTL. Go ahead, Ben.
I've had a daughter to my name, and I've had friends that walked away, and I've even lost myself a time or two. But I've had bridges crossed and burned through all the wreckage I have learned. There's one thing that I could never lose. If I got Jesus, I've got all that I could ever need. Take the world away from me, and I'll be okay. If I got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, and a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I got Jesus, I got it all. I've seen weakness turn to strength, and I've had failures met with grace. And it's not from what I've done, it's Christ in me. A miracle I can't explain. Oh, he's given me his name. I'm the richest man I could ever be. If I got Jesus, I got all that I could ever need. Take the world away from me, and I'll be okay. If I got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, and a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I got Jesus, I got it all. Oh, someday that trumpet's gonna sound, and the King of ride upon the clouds coming down. Then I'll hit my knees, oh Lord, then sings my soul, I'm going home. If I got Jesus, I got all that I could ever need. Take the world away from me and I'll be okay. If I got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, and a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I got Jesus, if I got Jesus, I got it all.
New music from Ben Fuller. From Ben Fuller in our studio, If I Got Jesus. We're adding that song tomorrow, so you're going to hear it more and more, but I feel like you never forget the first time you hear a song, and for the first time, well, I did hear it before, but for listeners, for them to get to hear you singing it live, that makes me really, really happy.
Thanks for letting me do that.
Definitely. Beautiful. Ben is here in the area, and Ryan, go ahead and pull that microphone over, and he's here tonight and tomorrow, and you've already been totally in full force getting over to the Camp Hill prison and doing the things that you guys do. But Ryan, I want to ask you again to tell us a little bit about the event and how people can be a part of it.
Sure. Jubilee's 34th annual fundraising dinner tonight and tomorrow. And so seats still available for tomorrow night. Tonight's full, but give us a call, 274-7528. Get signed up. You do have to RSVP to get in. Or our website, jub.org. You can sign up there. And I just like to add too, it's been a real honor to be here with Ben, and we were with him last night in the prison, and just want to point out to the listeners here, here's a man who's on tour, and he decides to leave the tour and come and bless a ministry like ours. But in addition to that, he says, you know what, I'm going to go into a state prison. I'm going to go in, I'm going to bless people inside. There's no cameras, there's no press, there's nothing. And it just shows his heart. And I think his music, too, just is so authentic and real. And so we just love what he's doing. He's using his platform to honor God and bring people to him. So we're just blessed to be able to share some time with him. So, listen to his music, get all his stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah, he's got a real grit and a patina, I think, that you only get from suffering and from life and from a real walk with Jesus and a real being changed.
Yeah, and I think it comes out in his music. There's, very few, in my opinion, very few artists that you can just tell it's deep down in the soul. It's real and it's authentic. And spending a few days here with him, we saw it. And he's real and he's authentic. And we just love to be able to partner with him and promote anything he's doing. He's using his stage to honor the Lord. And so we love it.
Yeah, and he's got new music coming out that we're going to keep on reminding you about. But that's coming out October 20th. And of course, the new song tomorrow. And guys, I want to thank you for being in the studio, sharing some of these stories about how God's moving. There's a harvest in this particular kind of ministry. And that's really special. So for people to be a part of it, or at least to support it in prayer, support it financially, support it by shopping at the thrift stores,
right.
That counts too. These are all awesome and important parts to play. So I'm glad. And I'm glad to hear that there's an expansion happening.
There is. Yeah. Big expansion. We want to just do more of this and lots of added things to it. And so, we're really excited to it. But again, it's really just, getting people introduced to Jesus. He can change your life in just a very powerful way. And we see it, we experience it, we witness it. And so we just want to be able to do that, bring that to more people.
Awesome. Ryan and John, thank you from Jubilee. And Ben, thanks for being here. Nate, thanks for driving around as well, being in our studio. We're going to go back to the music now. I'll keep on reminding you about these details on the way in just a few moments. But I've got a song next from Jordan Jansen. This is called You Can Let Go on JTL.